Good morning. Today I want to share from Luke chapter 5. Let us open our Bible, Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 11. So it was as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, as your word, I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signed to their partner in other boats to come and help them. And they came and filled the boats with boats, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of the fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the son of Zebedee, who were partnered with Simon and Jesus. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsake all and follow him. Let's pray. Father, in this beautiful morning, we ask for your grace so that we can understand this passage and we know how to deal with our frustration and then go deeper with you, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. When I remember this passage, I read again, and then this morning I want to share four pictures from this passage. Four pictures. The picture number one, we can see from verse 5. But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing." We have toiled all night and caught nothing. How do you see this picture? We have worked the whole night, but no result. Then I can say the first picture is frustration picture. Yeah, frustration picture. If we see from Psalm chapter 1 to 7, let us open Psalm chapter 1 to 7. Psalm 127 verse 2, "It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrow." Almost same. Frustration. And then, if we see from the book of Ecclesiastes, we can see that, for example, Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 2, "Vanity of vanities," say the preacher. "Vanities of vanities, all is vanity." Brothers and sisters, I believe in our life journey, sometimes we have this kind of picture we call frustration picture. When I read this page, I can see how frustration Peter, he left the home and then go to the lake for fishing. when he left the home, it's about afternoon time, and then the whole night try to find a fish, but he didn't get it. Now, because he didn't get it, now there are new problems. For example, where the money that I can get it to pay all the worker, or he want to buy something, he hope that he can get fish. After he sell the fish, he get the money, and then he can buy something. Maybe he want to make his wife happy by buying something, but now he cannot do anything because no fish. Yeah, frustration. I believe today people live in this kind of situation. Frustration. Frustration with husband, frustration with wife, frustration with boss, frustration with other friend. There are a lot of happen in our life and that we don't like it, that make us stuck, and we really feel, I don't know, what should I do? So this is the first picture. Is there anyone in this room have this kind of picture now? Yeah. For someone who are the first time came for EMP, maybe in this kind of situation. Oh, I don't have anything. Stuck my head. Now I go and come to the Lord. Then I want to let you know, you come to the right place. First picture, frustration. Now, the second picture is on verse 4. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your net for a catch." If you are in frustration, you need to remember the second picture. Jesus said, "Launch out into the deep." Sometimes we feel frustration because we see everything using our eyes. This verse want to let us know you need to walk more deeper. You need to walk more deeper. My mother-in-law is in Hong Kong. Every time I share the word to her about how God bless our family, but the reason I share that in order to let her know that there is a Jesus in our family. That's the point. But she always say like this, you have good faith. You have good faith. In Chinese say, hao ming. You have good faith. That's why. And other people have bad faith. Then I let my mother know. No. You need to see more deeper. Life is not about just seeing by your own eyes. You need to see through the eyes of God. Walk deeper to God. If you walk deeper to God, then you will know that God never have frustration plan in your life. Because God always give you good plan with future, with happiness in the future. That's what I know from Jeremiah 29, verse 11. That's why Jesus asked Peter to walk deeper. And then the second thing, Jesus said, let down your net for a catch. Now, you need to remember, Jesus was not a fisherman. Now, he teach Peter to let the net. That's number one. Number two, usually the fishermen let the net down on night time, not on daytime. But this command happened on daytime. So what Jesus said is something impossible. Something impossible. But you need to remember, what Jesus said is the word of God. The word of God, sometime out of our mind. But if you want to change your frustration, become happiness, you need to follow the word of God even out of your mind. Many things in our life happen because the word of God. Jesus talked to Peter, go deeper and then let your net down. This is something out of mind. But this is the second picture. I'm happy because Peter do as Jesus said. Many people come to Lord and they want Jesus change their life, but they don't want to follow what Jesus speak. Then miracle cannot happen. If you follow Jesus and do as he said, then Jesus can change your frustration, become happiness. Few years ago, I have shared about mata air and air mata. Mata air mean tear. Air mata mean tear. And then mata air mean the water that come out from the soil. When someone said, the tear is come down. Is it like that? If you try to taste the taste of the tears, then you can feel that a little bit salty and bitter. That's come from your heart. Bitter. You take out and then come out from the tear. But mata air is a water, fresh water. So, air mata means your frustration. Mata air means your happiness. All like this in Jesus. He can change. But the secret is follow what he said. Now the third picture. After Peter do what Jesus said, verse 6, and when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish. A great number of fish. Brothers and sisters, in the gospel, we can see so many meaning about the fish. Number one, fish mean is fish. No metaphor meaning, only fish. But the second meaning, you need to remember, when Peter caught one fish, and then they open the mouth, and they find a money, a coin, in the fish. So I understand fish mean blessing in blessing. The third means, remember, 5 bread and 2 fish? Then when I read this story, then I can say, fish is something you share to other people. And then the last one, if you see John chapter 20, they caught 153 big fish. Then I can say, this fish is the human soul. People who are lost. With this kind of picture, Jesus want to let us know how you see your fish in your life. For some people, they just see their fish only fish. No other meaning. They see fish only fish mean they see their blessing only for them. But we as a believer, we need to see our fish from different angle. For example, in the fish there is a coin. That means blessing in blessing. In the feast, we can share for other people. But the last one is the most important. We see the feast as the losing soul. That means we need to go and catch them. Come to Jesus. I share a little bit my experience about this thing. Now, when I see feast, then I never talk about feast as a feast. But I really hunger feast as the human soul. That's why I'm 46. My life is so energetic with the fish. I really want to catch more fish. And then God opened my eyes and then give me new insight how to catch new fish. This week, I read again the book of Acts. How the gospel shared from Jerusalem to the end of the world. Then God opened my eyes to see the formula to catch the fish. Of course, number one, preach the gospel. Number two, the hospitality in the church. Number three, personal evangelism. Number four, send the missionary. And then you can get more fish. Last night, I have a group prayer meeting. Now we change the name of prayer group meeting become 153 Movement. We want to bring 153 ethnic majority in Hong Kong to know Jesus. So we start with this kind of movement. And then we have new word with this movement. If you have mobile phone, then in order to do this movement, our church change become mobile church. You have mobile phone, you can call everybody in anywhere. Now, we change our church become mobile church. That means church in everywhere. Don't bring people come to the church, but you need to bring church to the people. That is the meaning of mobile church. Go to any place, anywhere, where they cannot find the church. And with this kind of vision, then I didn't see fish as a fish, but I really see fish as a soul that we need to go out and reach them. As the result, brothers and sisters, God sent new member, new people who know Jesus. The last one, after Peter see this miracle, Peter say, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." Peter feel he is not worthy. But Jesus said like this, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men. Come and follow me." This is a gospel for us, that God wants you to join in his beautiful plan. So how we can change our frustration become happiness? Just remember, go deeper and then obey what Jesus said and then see the feast in your life. The feast means the soul. When you catch the soul, one soul, the Bible told us, the angel in heaven, happy and rejoice. If the angel in heaven can happy and rejoice, how much more we that bring one soul. That's why I really encourage you and me, change your purpose of life. Don't only see fish as a fish, but you need to see fish as the soul. One, you give effort, all effort in your life for the soul, then happiness will follow your life. Let us pray. Change your purpose, life. Change your direction. See that the fish is not only fish. The fish is the soul. God wants us to catch the fish. That means to catch unbeliever. Share the gospel. Bring hope to them. By doing this, you will change your frustration, become happiness. As a believer, how many people that we have bring to Jesus? As a believer, how much time that we use to share the gospel? As a believer, how much money that we spend for evangelism and mission? Brothers and sisters, if we focus with this all question, I believe we are not stay in frustration area, but we really stay in happiness zone. Let's make a new agreement with God. Lord Jesus, I know your love is so beautiful. I know you want me to focus my life not only for a fish, but a fish that means human soul. You put me in Hong Kong. There are so many unbelievers. People around the world stay together in Hong Kong. Hong Kong is a good place to share the gospel. I really want to join. Please help me, Father. Pastor Ricky will lead us in worship this morning. While we worship, we pray that God will bless us, so we can go and be a fisherman for unbeliever.
Oh.
Let us spend our time to pray for our brother, sister who are in physical weakness. We pray together also for Christina. She just finished surgery for her tumor. We pray that God can recover her. And also another thing is, Ashley sent a message that please pray for her grandpa. His blood sugar was dangerous high. We pray that God can touch his grandpa body so the blood sugar become normal again. And beside that, we also pray for the list of the name that they ask for our prayer support. Let's pray together.
Kuasa-Mu, ada kemenangan, ada kesempatan.
We also pray for our brothers and sisters who are looking for new job, new career. We pray that God will bring them to find the best one for their life. Let's pray together. Today, we pray for SPSG. We pray for Pastor Sam Kim and his family. We pray that God also use SPSG to share the gospel for people in Singapore. Pray also for SP Indonesia. Like what I share, we are not only establish the church, but we want the church become mobile church that can bring the gospel to every sister in Hong Kong, Kowloon, also in new territory. Please pray for us. Also, I would like to say thank you for you who already support us during our mission trip in Kupang. Really amazing. By your prayer support, we can finish this mission trip. The official report will do it in Sunday worship, I think in two or three weeks after this. Also pray for local outreach. Pray for yourself also that you also need to join so that you can get the feast that God give it to you. Yeah. And the last thing is pray for tonight. SPU, IP, they gather together and they pray together. Let's pray together. Thank you. I have another prayer request. We pray for our brothers and sisters who are leaving Hong Kong for summer holiday. We pray so that they can have family time. They can have personal time with God. And then when they return back to Hong Kong, they really fresh and start to catch the fish again. We pray during this vacation, they really can feel how God lives with them. Let's pray together. The last thing before we end this prayer meeting, please remember one or two of your friends that you really want to share the gospel to them. Remind them in your prayer and then ask the Holy Spirit lead you to share the gospel to them. Maybe your friend, your brother, your sister, your family, or maybe there is a domestic helper in your house. Just find a time and then just say, I really want to share about Jesus to you, and let the Holy Spirit help us in sharing the gospel to them. There is nothing impossible. If we really depend by Him, then God will lead us to bring this gospel in very, very simple way to our family, our friend. Keep them in our prayer this morning. Father, thank you for this morning prayer. We feel frustration because we don't walk deeper with you. We feel frustration because we don't follow your command. We feel frustration because we see the fish only from our eyes. And the last, we feel frustration because after God bless our life, we don't follow you. Today, we want to repent. We want to follow you, go deeper with you, do whatever you say, and then see the fish from different angle. And the last, we really want to follow you. That's why we ask for your grace come upon us. Your blessing lead us so that we can walk according to your will now and forever, Father. Thank you. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.